You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studio today the dynamic duo. That's what I'm going to call you
two. There you go.
We have, we'll start out with...
Just so.
Jim Juice Johnson. Welcome, Jim Juice. I'll just call you Juice, so.
Very nice.
And I did correct the spelling of your name, so I've got that correct. And, of course, we have Mr. Hastings himself, Mr. Greg Jablonski. Greg, it's always great to see you.
Good to see you.
Sometime, if we ever, we could do a whole day on topics, because we could solve the world's problems in a nutshell, couldn't we?
I believe so.
You believe so. You're great. Well, let's start out today talking about some listings that you have.
Okay, well, we've got some new townhomes coming up, and they should be in the price range of around $300,000, and it'll be slab on grade units, and so I think that'll be a nice opportunity. We do have a new listing on Hogan Avenue in the country, and good Rambler.
In New Trier.
I'm sorry, where did I say? Hampton?
No, you just said in the country. I says it's actually in New Trier.
I'm sorry, I said no. I know exactly where it is. You call it God's country out there, New Trier. I did say Hogan Avenue, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
If Wayne Bisel were here, he would have really. Yeah.
I've been corrected really.
Real quick.
So that's a very nice home. And so we have some good activity coming up and new listings, and we do have another Rambler in the country, and so it's a good time if you're starting to look. And we're going to have a new listing again, like we said, on 21st Street, so that should be coming in a couple 3 weeks. That'll be around $300,000, so we have an odd new listings. But as everybody knows, the homes that are on the market, that come on the market, they seem to go right away. So I guess with that, we're going to have a new development. Hopefully we can get that off the ground, and we'll be offering homes in that 275 to 300 range. So
is that the new
very popular?
I'm sorry, Greg. Is that the new norm, that $300 range?
$300,000 is pretty much, yep, that's kind of a starter point for single family. And right now I was just doing some checking, and there are like three homes under $300,000 in that single family in Hastings. And just single family. There are townhomes and, attached housing, but nothing. I just saw one come on the market today at 210, and that was very unusual to see something that price range. I don't think that'll take very long.
Wow.
Anything in that 200 to 290,000 price range, multiple offers, multiple showings. It covers both starter homes and people downsizing. Wanting to move from larger homes to something smaller as they get to be my age, et cetera, senior citizen stuff. So those homes move, and now they're on the Home Results Group. Had a couple properties last week, that two of them that sold in 2 days, yep. Multiple offers, correct?
Wow. Boomed right out, yep. I think that's the norm today. If they come on, they're usually sold.
In that price range, the higher price ranges
tend to be slower, but there's still good activity in there, and we're seeing them in that 350, 360, and a lot of them going pending. So,
is it a fair statement then to say we are currently in a seller's market?
And I see values going up pretty dramatically.
That was my next question: is there upward pressure on values?
Absolutely, and the mortgage rates stay down. Yeah. So,
mortgage rates are at all-time lows.
It's just unbelievable, really.
And the prediction is possibly to go close to 3, maybe even below 3 into 2021. Mm-hmm. So the interest rates aren't the issue at all. No. In fact, mortgage applications to buy a home now are at the highest level in 11 years. I mean, so there's lots of mortgage activity.
Finding the home is the problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now would be a great time, if you're on that fence, to give you folks a call. And how can they do that?
Call us at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
And ask for anyone in the Home Results Group. Just ask for some juice.
Ask for the juice.
We need supply. There's a lot of buyer demand. We don't have supply. And what Greg was talking about before regarding townhomes, et cetera, is there's... Townhomes also leave the market very quickly, and there's no inventory in town. So it's
and costs of new construction have gone up, so that kind of spread a little bit. But now, as the existing home values come up, it makes it really, really feasible for somebody to make that move and get very close to a lateral, so what you get out of your existing home can cover the cost of your new home.
Okay.
That's kind of the goal of what Greg is doing with Greg J. Holmes, is trying to get so that there's a lateral transfer of dollars, so you don't have to if you're senior citizens, et cetera, you don't have to put maybe money that you don't have into downsizing from a home with a lot of work, and particularly a lot of stairs to climb, and they want to get to a single-level living. And so that's kind of the challenge in Hastings.
Well, and in full transparency, Greg and his son did a huge remodeling job on a home we bought. That's going to be 6 years ago, Greg. It seems like yesterday. Excellent work. Yep. Excellent workmanship.
Thank you.
People say, wow, who did this? And we always give. I'm thinking of asking them for commission on it.
Did you send them a bill, even?
I'm thinking of sending them, asking them if I can have a commission on some of those. But
thank you.
I mean, your building of homes is the same way. I mean, your son, it was Johnny on the spot, even though his name is Nick. Nick on the spot.
Yep.
Did a fabulous job. I mean, and we used your floor covering stuff. The stuff that your folks talked us into just has stood up, and people just talk about it, and we tell them where it is. And so I can attest to, I know what kind of workmanship you do.
And since you've done that, we've now added a new brand of countertops.
That's right. Tell us about that.
So we're into that, and basically they're called Erit, and they are a very high-end HPL, it's called, and you know, it's about half the price of what granite is, and there's many, many colors to select. And I always tell everybody, it's like when we get done with those countertops, when you walk into the room, you will think they are granite or stone. And they're very durable, and they're just a nice alternative. And there are things about them that you can like better. Some of the looks that you can get, you know, the old-fashioned granite and the pebbles and all that, some people don't really care for that much anymore as far as decorating goes.
And then less maintenance, I would think.
Yes, no maintenance. No maintenance at all to them.
That's my kind of a...
And they are very, very good looking. I mean, you got we call them the edges on there, and they're applied edges, and the look, they're big, thick, heavy-looking countertops, and they are... They'll last a long, long time. Very durable.
It's like our flooring. We've had people that are in construction that, you know, have said, wow, where'd you get that? And and how durable it is. You were spot on about it. Yep. And it looks, you know, it doesn't look like it's a laminate or whatever you call it. I'm not sure.
Nope. And some are laminate.
You talked us into it, Greg, and we went with it.
I believe you did the LVTs, which are a very, very durable product. And once you put that down, they wear like concrete. They're very good.
And that's what people are going, wow, it looks brand new on it.
Yep.
And it's rough on stuff, Greg.
Well, that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
And they also did our break room here at KDWA, too.
Thank you.
But let's get to our topic of the week, because this is going to be very interesting. Neighborhoods in Hastings.
Yep. And I guess we decided to talk about that, and I'll let Juice talk about, because he's a little older than I am, so he's been around the hood a little bit longer. But, you know, growing up in Hastings, you know, the Westwood.
Yep.
I mean, that was where we had it, in the Pioneer Park, and
that's where I grew
up.
You
know, all those things, and that was a part of our lives. And you know, the cornfield being on the west side of the hill, and I still always will never forget the day that we started the Wallen Addition, and going out west of 15th Street, because I lived on Highland Drive at the time. And that was a burrow of trees out there. And I remember when I left that morning, it was still a burrow of trees. And when I came at noon to check it out, I could not believe the blue sky I saw in a matter of 4 hours. Now, that sounds kind of different to people because, oh, gee, you took all those trees down. But, you know, in the reality, it's a beautiful neighborhood now.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of trees transplanted, and I guess it's really nice. And so that is a quality neighborhood that's been mm-hmm. added to Hastings.
It is.
And so I think that's now we've got the new families out there, and that development was a 300-acre development, and I guess we haven't seen anything like that quite since that.
Mm-mm.
And that was difficult enough to get through, to be honest with you, and all the hoops you have to jump through and all the do's and don'ts. And so it's kind of always a challenge, and I'm hoping that at some point in time these things don't become such a challenge and that people mm-hmm. realize the value of the neighborhoods like we grew up with.
Right.
So,
and as a community, we have to keep expanding.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like it, but we have to do it in order for all families to be able to stay in our community, to be able to afford to stay in our community.
Mm-hmm. And that's becoming a real problem
today.
It
is. Yes, it is.
Because you hear a lot of people say, we couldn't find anything in Hastings. There's mm-hmm. nothing there. And then they resort to Rosemont or, you know, Cottage Grove or even over into Wisconsin, you know. So they have to do what they have. They have to have a place to live.
Mm-hmm. And they're missing a quality in Hastings and the surrounding areas. They really mm-hmm. are.
Well, and part of that growing up, we grew up in the Westwood neighborhood right next to the Vermilion River. And people coming from the Twin Cities and now perhaps looking for somewhere to move out a little bit to get some acreage or to get themselves a little quieter atmosphere. And Hastings is, they don't understand how beautiful a city it is with the two rivers and Vermilion Falls. And Hastings has, there's, if you're a boater, there's 8 marinas within a couple miles of Hastings, 4 right on the Mississippi River, and 4 a couple miles down the road in on the beautiful St. Croix in Prescott. So, I mean, Hastings is a, and the people in town appreciated the trail system and the parks in Hastings. The, mm-hmm. the trail system is fabulous.
Yeah.
Where else do you find something like that? You're not going to get that in necessarily in the inner city. And so you get a lot of things with growing up out here. And Greg brought up, you know, the growth where the major home builders, the half dozen major home builders are attacking Woodbury, Farmington, Lakeville. They don't have the amenities that we were just talking about that Hastings has. So we might have, what would you call it, Greg? We might have controlled growth in Hastings. We don't have...
No growth.
Maybe no
say,
growth.
It's been stunted growth yeah. in Hastings for a long time.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And so that's what's causing a little bit of the
yep. and
the
been
cost
stunted,
issue.
It's been stunted since Wyndham has gone through. And, you know, you yeah. can mm-hmm. say what you want about when Wyndham went and the progress since then, but, boy, it's been very limited. And that's just because things that made things so difficult. And, you know, the Hastings market is a different market from what you mentioned, with Woodbury, certainly, Lakeville. Those are all, you know, more or less hotbeds for housing. And that's where all the development wants to take place. And we're restricted by access. We have been for years. Look at, you know, unfortunately, Highway 55. I mean, nobody seems to get that. And, you know, it just, there's just things that I think could have been done better for Hastings. And I don't know, you know, you look at 316, Dan. I mean, that's been 50 or 60 years. You know that road.
That's horrible.
Why are we always on the end of the trough on that deal?
Mm-hmm.
And so as we get infrastructure, that leads to all the housing improvements, and
mm-hmm.
and so until we get, it's got, that's all the things that add up that make it have to happen. But we still have the qualities of a small town, and that's, I think, what Juice was referring to. That's a hard thing that other communities can't get. When you get the Woodburys and the Lakevilles, you don't get the small community thing.
The major home builders have wanted to stay out of Hastings.
They have for a long, yeah. For,
yeah. Yep. And
they've all been here. They've mm-hmm. all decided not
they've
to come
all
back.
They've all decided not to come back. And that's got
there to... There has to be a reason.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you see things changing at all, Greg? Do you see any slivers of light out there?
I am hopeful, yes.
Okay.
And I do see some.
Good. good. And again, all these amenities you talked about, the Vermilion River. I grew up west of Hastings out in the country. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know where Mike Bauer lived, right next to the Vermilion River out on 48 there.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
We used to, and we were past that yet, and we'd take our bikes and we'd swim in the Vermilion River when we were kids.
Is that the old swimming hole?
Yes, yeah.
We did the same thing when we were kids. We would swim in basically in Greg Jablonski's backyard right now. We would go out in the old days, we grew up in 15th and Ashland in Hastings, and that was the edge of town. And at the ballpark, the ballpark where Bud Grant pitched for the Spirals in the mid-50s was right on 15th Street, 15th and Walnut, and that's where. And it was a great old ballpark, and there were vacant lots right across the street from the ballpark, actual sand lots, and we used to go kind of help them retrieve foul balls and stuff. I'm not saying that we ever kept any of them for our own little kid purposes at 6 years old, but it was a great neighborhood. But things have expanded much. We've seen just for baseball parks, we've seen two builds. You know, they moved it out to the hockey arena and then they moved it away from the hockey arena. Mm-hmm. So,
But I think once you see things like that, it shows you the value of Hastings, and kind of like once you grow up here, you kind of don't really want to leave. And
of us sitting in this.
Yeah, and you buy that home, and then you move up to the next home, and then you move up to the next home. And, you know, we used to live right on Pleasant Park there, and it was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Kids could go right out the backyard, and so there's a lot of good things.
Mm-hmm.
All the neighborhoods in Hastings have they're all good neighborhoods. Even the older neighborhoods have really evolved, and people have, rebuilt the homes and redecorated. All the neighborhoods in Hastings, I don't know that you can say we've got a bad neighborhood, right?
Nope. But now, last night, I made the same trip to the Dairy Queen.
Oh.
Only this time it was with my granddaughter.
Isn't
buying
that
for all my granddaughters?
Since we were all of us grew up that Dairy Queen in the same
been there.
Spot.
Yep.
It's evolved
owners.
A little bit, but
Yep. Same people.
Yes.
My mother used to actually work there, so it brings back
Did
old
she?
Memories. Yep. I think they have the same server windows in there, the little holes. You know,
I
it's
think
like
you're
kind
right.
of comical.
I think you're right.
And I don't want to talk about ice cream because then we have to talk about weight, and I don't like talking about that anymore.
Plus, the other thing with Hastings is the surround. Just we're kind of out here, but so what's there is there's rural areas around us.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you don't want to live in a city? Mm-hmm. You want to live in rural acreages? You know, you want 5 acres or 10 acres or a couple acres. There's some. There aren't very many of them available anymore.
Nope.
People get a hold of them and hang on to them, but. Yep. But that's the other thing out here. If you don't want to live in a city, you've got some nice options,
and you still can find them. I mean, they are available.
Yep. So,
good.
Well, gentlemen, we've used up our time. Before we go, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121.
All righty. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Jim Juice Johnson.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm looking forward to you and Tuckner on baseball. Stay tuned. That's going to be in the next couple of weeks.
I love that zinger. Oh, that zinger.
The Mud Hens are opening up next Wednesday night at home. The ball season's coming.
There you go. Thanks, Juice. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our Realtors today, Jim Juice Johnson and Greg Jablonski from the Home Results Group. If you have a question for either gentleman, give Edina Realty of Hastings a call, 651-437-2121, and ask for Jim or Greg.